Fabler Audio presents Fabler Files Original Audio Plays. Sounds Easy When You Put It Like That by Tobia Rossi.
Hello? Can you see me? Ed, you there? There you are. Hi.
Hi.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Can you turn up the... Is there a... Don't you have that table lamp there?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in the study from the wall behind you.
Yes.
You're in the study?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But we moved it, the table lamp.
Oh, okay. Oh, is there a lamp, a light? Could you turn the light on?
I could get the...
Oh, leave it, never mind. I can see you. I think you're doing well. How are you? I can see out your window, it's so sunny.
Fine.
What did you say? Sorry, I lost you for a second.
I'm fine.
Your beard is so long.
You like it?
I do. Is it a choice or... Ed?
Yeah.
The beard. How come...
I'm growing it out.
If you don't talk near the microphone, I can't hear anything.
Where's the microphone?
Talk near the screen.
I'm growing my beard out.
Right. I'm not. I shave every morning. I'm forcing myself to do it. As if I had somewhere to go. You know, aftershave and everything. And I get dressed up, you know, for my work calls. Otherwise, game over. I turn into a bum, some kind of a caveman. I put on cologne, too. You know, isn't that crazy?
Okay.
Where's Mom?
In her room.
What? It's sunny as hell outside, and she's...
She's watching her soap opera.
Now?
At 3:40.
Right.
The episodes used to be 50 minutes long. Now they're 40 minutes.
So it must be nearly finished.
Oh, she's watching reruns, too. She DVR'd them.
Oh.
She watches while she does the sewing or the ironing or nothing.
Okay. Is Dad in the garden?
He's asleep.
Him too.
No, Mom is awake. She's in bed, but she's watching TV. Dad is asleep.
Jeez, I'm stuck here in 100 square feet. I'd give a kidney for a scrap of outdoor space. You guys have a full lawn. You could be sunbathing outside.
Grass is long.
I don't even have a balcony. You remember my place?
No.
Come on, from graduation. Ed?
Yeah?
You have to do something about this connection. I can't hear shit.
Okay.
I said you came to my place for my graduation party. For my master's. Remember?
No.
You said you loved Milan. You'd never seen so many shops and so many cars.
Oh, yeah, there was a duck.
A duck?
Yeah.
Oh, in the little canal by my house.
Yeah.
Well, the duck's probably dead by now. Anyway, well, look, it's nice to hear from you. The first thing I'm going to do when this shitty time is over is come visit you guys. Maybe we can have lunch outside on the porch. A nice little lunch. Invite Aunt Paula and the kids, too. How about that?
Really?
What?
The duck is dead?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe not. Maybe it's alive.
Okay.
Okay, listen. Look, just... How's Grandma?
Fine.
I'll invite her to our lunch, too. I'll go pick her up in my car and drive her over there.
You have to fold up her wheelchair.
Okay. I'm sure someone could help with that. Could be done, can't it? I mean, those things are meant to be folded, aren't they?
Mom and Dad know how. I learned too. You have to put it like, you have to stand next to it to the chair, you have to hold the seat, then squeeze tight, then pull up, but not too hard, it'll break everything, and then it closes up. I mean, it folds. It folds. It closes.
It sounds easy when you put it like that.
It's not.
Did you do something about that dead tree?
What?
Is it still there, in front of the fence?
Yeah.
Shit. That's horrible. That's hideous, and Paula sent me a photo. You have to do something about it.
It's heavy.
I bet.
Even if the three of us tried together, we couldn't move it.
Okay. I'll take care of it.
You can't. It's heavy.
Oh, come on.
You can't come at all. If the police stop you, they'll arrest you.
I'll call someone and send them over. What about the guys who do the maintenance for the swimming pool? Can't they figure something out? They do stuff with plants, too. Maybe I'll give them a call tomorrow, see if they're open. They might still be working. You know? Some people are still working. I'll call them and send them over, so you can sort it out. Ed? Damn it, they need to do something about this shitty Wi-Fi.
Don't send them, please. The tree looks nice where it is. It's turning reddish-brown. If you didn't know it was dead, you wouldn't be able to tell. It looks nice there, blocking the fence. So even if we get the urge to leave the house, we can. And if someone wants to get inside the house, they can't because there's a dead tree.
Maybe you're right. Can you just show it to me again? Could you bring the laptop over there?
I can't. Can't unplug it. Battery doesn't hold up.
Ed, are Mom and Dad mad at me? I never hear from them. Well, I do, but they're being weird. They cut our calls short. They're... I don't know. I'm sure they're probably anxious about this whole situation, but... But Mom used to keep me on the phone for hours. Maybe I should have called them more often before, but things were always... I never had a second of free time. I couldn't even... Since November, I've been so busy with new clients and everything. Are they mad at me?
Claudio, we have a brand new litter of bunnies.
No way.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, can you send me a picture?
Dad took some. I'll ask him. You know what he said when they were born? They would be delicious in a stew.
Oh, what an asshole.
He's joking.
He talks shit just for my benefit because I'm a vegetarian.
He's kidding.
I know. I could just picture them, both of them in their bedroom. Mom watching TV while Dad snores away.
No, they don't sleep together. Dad sleeps in the other room.
In my room?
Yeah, because he snores. It annoys Mom, so he sleeps in the other room.
Always? Like, every night?
Yeah. Yeah, but don't worry, they'll change the sheets when you get here. Dad put all his medications on your bedside table, but don't worry about that either, because he'll clear everything out when you get here. They really said it, you know? Mom also said that when you get here, she wants to dust off all your stuffed animals because they collect a ton of dust with all that synthetic fur. And then she wants to also pick some flowers from the garden, but not too many so we don't damage the plants, but a few flowers, put them in a nice bunch, and put them in your room for your arrival to freshen up the room. And they'll kill all those millipedes that creep you out. They'll just kill them all. But not by squishing them against the wall, because if you do that, you leave a mark of dead millipede blood. Oh, and for the flowers, she said that if she can't find a vase, she'll use a bucket. Our plastic bucket from when we played in the sand. Claudia?
Fuck, I miss you guys. I really do.
You miss us?
Well, yeah, of course. We're all a bit... a bit...
Far?
Yeah. Far.
Okay.
Ed. I love you. Ed, I think your screen froze.
No. It was me. I wasn't moving.
Thank you for listening to Sounds easy when you put it like that, by Tobia Rossi. A Fabler Files original audio play. Performed by Ruben Barsky and Kevin Sebastian. Directed by Carlotta Brenton. With sound design by Mike Eckelberg. Produced by Fabler Audio. Visit our website at fablerrocks.com or follow us on social media at Fabler Audio for updates.